Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com.
Welcome to The Charged Life. This is Brendan Burchard.
People ask, Brendan, how do I find my life's purpose? I'm like, you know, gosh, I can't find a good haircut. No, it is not an easy question, but I get it on stages around the world when I'm speaking. We get it so many submissions here to this show. Brendan, talk about life's purpose. I mean, how do you find it? And first and foremost, I'm not sure that you ever find it. I'm not sure that you wander outside of your house one day and the piano of purpose falls on top of your head and suddenly you're like, oh, that's why I'm here. I think that purpose is more self-defined than just discovered suddenly, one day where the sudden answer emerges upon us, you know? I think that we have to decide what it is for ourselves, but I think that we have been given some clues. You know, I don't pretend to know the answer to what your life's purpose is or anybody's life's purpose outside of even my own. And honestly, my own has shifted and shaped its way throughout my life to emerge into what it is today. And I'll share what I think mine might be with you. But I got mine just, I think the way everyone else gets theirs is it's through that process of just asking, what are we about? What do we want to serve and give to the world? What is it that we want to stand for? What do we find meaningful in our own lives? We can ask a series of questions that might get us closer, but we shouldn't miss the hints that are right in front of us every single day. I don't think that you have to be, you know, operating just from a place of religion or spirituality to find that answer. And often people go to those two realms to find the answer. And I think that's vital and it is important. And I found most of my inspiration from this categories of life. But I think just as a realist looking around the world, you can observe that something is unique about the human species, about who we are, and about maybe what that might give us some indication into what life's purpose might be for many of us. And you know, that first thing, if you look around the world and you start paying attention, you start to notice that, you know, we're all alive. You know, you're alive, I'm alive. If you're watching this, you're alive, right? And so maybe there's a little hint there, a hidden sort of joke, that if we are alive, maybe part of life's purpose is to be fully alive. How simple is that? What if that was your day? You just say, you know what, today, I'm gonna be fully alive. I'm gonna feel an incredible sense of vibrancy and joy and real zest and presence to my life today, because you know what? What a gift it is that I'm still here, that I'm alive, you know? To really fully sense an aliveness and to cultivate an aliveness in our body and in our mind and in our spirit so that we exude life to other people. You know, you want to learn how to be sexy or attractive to other people? Be alive, right? Isn't that the people that we're most attracted to? Those who are just joyous and they have something about their spirit. There's a spark there, what we call a charge. You know, there's some kind of internal charge about them that just they stand out. But you know what? They also feel differently. By cultivating a sense of aliveness and presence in our life, life feels different. And if everyone, you talk about people's life purpose, I mean, everyone wants in some way to feel, you know, alive, alert, aware, conscious, because that's what we have, we've been given. And so I just ask, what are you doing to make yourself feel alive? You know, are you doing activities that draw out your passion? Are you exuding and giving passion to the world? Are you truly sensing the spirit and the joy and the energy of this universe that makes you animated as a human being? And maybe those aren't your things, but they are for me. I just think, what an incredible hint. We're alive, so be alive. You know, I think it's so simple. I think the second big hint that we're given is that we're all unique. 7 billion plus people on the planet, you're different than every single one of them. There's a unique aspect to your personality, your style, your intentions, your actions, your habits, your beliefs, who you are, and the way that you think is unique from everybody else. We can measure it by science, we can measure it by observation, we can measure it just by simply asking people basic questions to discover everyone's got their own opinion, everyone's got their own worldview. And because of that, then we have to ask, well, am I living my life uniquely? You know, am I expressing who I genuinely am? Are my expressions genuine and authentic and spontaneous to who I am as a person? Or am I living a facade, you know? Am I trying to be somebody else, to please somebody else, to gain acceptance or love over here? Or am I truly being true to myself, to my unique self, to the inner side of who I really am and what I want to show to the world? Because a lot of people really, you know, struggle with this. And the reason they start setting out to look for their purpose in their life is one day they woke up and they realize they're not living their life. They're living their parents' life, their professor's life, their teacher's life. They're living the life that society or their culture or their norms told them to live. And one day they wake up and say, whoa, why have I conformed to the point where I don't even know who I am anymore? And they start this journey sometimes to look for life's purpose because they're trying to find themselves. They're not looking for a big purpose. They're looking for themselves. And sometimes when we can tap back into that uniqueness of who we are, then the magic of life comes alive again. You know, that requires us to not only exude who we are to the world, but to genuinely express who we are, what we think, what we desire of life, what we need, how we truly feel and think about the people in our lives, the things that we are doing with our lives, the places and directions we're going. We have to do that if we want to sense that full uniqueness of ourselves. And often it is by suppressing ourselves that we begin to suffer. And we have to again ask, well, then what is the point of all of this? Is it to live as a, you know, as a carbon copy of everybody else, or to fully, with full intention and aliveness, animate the best of who we are uniquely? I think that you being yourself is a grand purpose. I think the third thing that we've all been also blessed with, if we can just observe and pay attention, is yes, there are indeed 7 billion plus other people in the world. What does that tell us? Well then, maybe we are all connected. That, you know, while we are all unique, we all share similarities. You know, all human cultures across the span of time have been found to truly value very simple basic things. You know, love, truth, fairness, freedom, unity, respect, responsibility, and tolerance. And as we recognize those, now not all of them exuded it great, but as a part of their culture, there was an operating norm that valued those types of things. Something connects us. It's a human fabric of values and of beliefs that usually center around caring and compassion and love and truth with one another, because that's what keeps us all together. And that is what not only helped us survive at one point, but more importantly, it made us feel spiritually fulfilled. Love is a purpose. Love has been argued to be the purpose by a whole lot more smart and intelligent persons than the guy you're listening to right now. I can tell you that. But if that's true, if, you know, connection, love is so vital, how are we doing in those categories? Are we living purposefully with the people around us? Are we even sensing and seeing them so that we can connect with them and live out that purpose and sense that purpose by really connecting with the people that we truly love and adore? A lot of people are so distracted today, they can barely even look at somebody in the eye when they walk down the street. You know, they're looking around like this. They can't even pay attention to their spouse or their lover when they walk into the house. I mean, they're distracted, they are detached, and they are dissipating in life energy, because they are not giving and receiving that incredible energy that can only happen between two human beings. And so we have to ask, how are we doing in our relationships? And could we give more purpose to those relationships so that we can sense more purpose in life? And then I would say probably the last thing that I think we can all recognize in some way or another is that we as a human species have been granted an incredible gift of intentionality, of consciousness. And some people struggle with that word of intentionality, but kind of think about it in two ways. First, vision. We've been granted a very unique level of vision and anticipation in our lives. Not to just anticipate and to look out to tomorrow. That's not what makes us unique, believe it or not. Look, the spider looks out to tomorrow. It anticipates that if it builds this web, something's gonna get trapped in it and it's gonna eat it up, right? The bear anticipates the oncoming season, so it starts feeding itself so it can hibernate, right? Animals in nature already anticipate and see the vision coming of the future, but the difference for them is it's all sort of intuitive. It's an impulse to do by nature, where we can actually override our impulses. We can be scared of something and still face it. We can see things tomorrow that do not exist today. Not operating on impulse or the reality of our situations, but something that doesn't even, we can't even imagine it tomorrow. We can imagine skyscrapers and men walking on the moon. We can imagine crossing the seas. We can imagine something so extraordinary for our lives that nobody around us even believes it. That vision is what gives us intentionality to live our days. And some people, when they're just struggling in life and they don't feel connected to their purpose anymore, part of it is because they just haven't had a vision for themselves for so long. You know, part of people who are really struggling with sadness or the depths of despair or sometimes even depression, helping them realign and get some clarity to something compelling and magical and beautiful and important and meaningful to chase can turn their life right back on again. And so, what's your vision? What is it you see out there for yourself? Have you dreamed enough? Have you allowed yourself to dream and see something magical out there for yourself? I think if you do that, you bring in that greater sense of purpose, and now you can aim your life to a life of purpose to accomplish at least some of your dreams, to march towards something that you find meaningful. Because the second part of intentionality, vision is there, the second part is self-direction. we have a unique capability to direct ourselves into wherever we want to go. You can go against the grain or with the grain. You can choose to fight your impulses and overcome them or fall, you know, slave to them. We have the ability to direct our own will, our own mind, our aim, our attitude, our actions. And with that ability to be self-directed comes a tremendous amount of responsibility, because when we do not direct ourselves, those are the times when we often feel the most lost, right? We're just wandering around. We don't know what's going on. We're unconscious. We're not present. We're not intentional about anything at all. And not that we can't experience, you know, life in full in the moment, but over a series of moments in a series of years and decades without any intention or direction to our life, we often feel lost. So what is it? How intentional are you being with your day to day? How intentional are you being about this upcoming week? How intentional are you being about the next month or the next year? It's not about being obsessed with the future. We still have to live today, right? Aliveness. That was the first thing I talked about, to sense and feel the magic of this moment. But if we can also direct ourselves, gives our aims, the human being is driven by so much of its goals and its dreams and desires for the future. We shouldn't disconnect from any time zone, right? We should feel a great gratitude for the past, a great presence with the present mode of the reality that we face right now, and a great connection to our future too. Like, we should be happy with all of those and be moving our lives progressively forward, because that's what intention gives us. So aliveness, uniqueness, connection, and intention. Those are some of the hints we've been given. From there, it's all about self-definition. It's about deciding who is it we want to be, what is it we want to do, and why. That gives us our purpose. We can build statements around it all day long, can't we? You know, I have my life's purpose is very simple. It's about being and doing and for a reason. Mine is to be something. The purpose of my life is to be fully alive and vibrant. And then moves into doing something, to adore and appreciate my loved ones, to strengthen and share my gifts, so that, which is the why, so that I might inspire other people to live more fully, to love more openly, and to make their difference today. You might not ever find a purpose, it might not land on you tomorrow, so define one for yourself. Take some hints from the universe along that journey. And no matter what you do, realize that life's purpose is entirely up to you. And with that comes a responsibility and a great gratitude that we could choose our own way, our own aims every single day of our lives. So go do that today. What's this day gonna be about? What's the purpose of this day? What's the purpose of tomorrow? Add enough of those intentionalities across the span of your life, and suddenly you wake up one day and you say, I lived a life of purpose.
Hey everyone, it's Brendan. Did you like this episode? Be sure to subscribe to the next one and tell a friend about us. If you want free books and world-class training on motivation and high performance, visit me at brendanburchard.com and enter your name and email for our newsletter list. Until next time, stay charged and go out there every day of your life and live fully, love openly, and make your difference today.
Hey, it's Brendan from the studio here. I want to jump in one more time and tell you about one of our partners, and that is Kajabi. If you've ever seen any of my marketing online, or you have gotten an email from me, or you've just admired kind of what we built by selling, you know, 20 plus blockbuster online courses, or where I go live in my membership areas, or how I accept money online, now well over $100 million over the years. How do I do all that? I've always used Kajabi. It's spelled K-A-J-A-B-I. And Kajabi just helps online entrepreneurs take flight, because we all have to do the same thing, right? We have to figure out, okay, how do I build a web page? How do I capture emails and send emails and funnels and newsletters? How do I put content up that's for free, but also content up that's behind a paywall that I can charge money for? How do I build those membership sites? How do I organize my podcast or my blog?
How do I accept money and create checkouts and order bumps and one-click upsells? How does all of that actually work? You know, if you're a life coach, how do you actually talk to a client and connect with them and schedule with them and serve them and give them a members portal area? If you're teaching online courses, how do you actually put up the course and set up automations to sell the course and to trigger things like an email to go out when they successfully complete one of your modules? Kajabi does all of that. You even get templates that I helped build and I personally wrote to help you write even better emails to your audience. That's at kajabi.com, K-A-J-A-B-I.com. If you wanted the system that most of us in the thought leader or the expert economy really use and we've relied on for years, go to kajabi.com. Hey, it's Brendan, and I want to tell you about Circle and how powerful it is if you're trying to build your online community outside of Facebook groups. You know, I had this problem a couple of years ago where I just started noticing when I was running a Facebook group, really Facebook was incentivized to kind of steal my customer and steal my audience. So they'd recommend other things I didn't like, or honestly, my members were losing my posts in the feed. I didn't really have the information or the data about the people in the group that I wanted. It was hard to actually communicate with them offline, out of the group. And most importantly, it was hard to sell stuff and have an actual business from it without driving them to other places. And then came along Circle. And it's just at the website circle.so. So just go to circle.so. And you can see that they have built this incredible platform that allows you to host a community, go live in that community, and really segment the community into these different spaces where you can give people access to different levels of content or community, which I absolutely love. Because, you know, in my businesses, I've got new people coming in, I've got paying members coming in, I've got all these different products or courses or programs, and they've always had these different logins, they've been all over the place. Now, with Circle, it's in one place. My community can meet there. They can post, I can post. We can use like multimedia posts as well. They can post video or audio, so can I. I can organize things, all of my content in very unique places and grant access to only some people. And of course, I can have my team in there moderating the whole community with me. Everybody needs this. Everyone's trying to build their community, but they struggle. Like, what system or what tools do you need to use or have? Trust me, building it out on your own, not an option. Too expensive, too time consuming. So go to circle.so and check it out. If you're trying to build a community and really maintain control of that community and do a great job serving them and building a business from it, go to circle.so. Hey, are you on my text list? Did you know if you're in the US, you can text me at 1-503-212-6125. I actually have that text number on my Instagram account bio as well, if you want to go check it out. It's just 503-212-6125. Literally just text me and say, hey, Brendan, or text me and say anything you want to say. If you want me to see it, just text me there. It's 503-212-6125. And it's my exclusive text list. And if you're not on it, it's where I share some of my most popular episodes. Or if I drop a new YouTube, I send it your way. Or if I have some kind of free thing going on the internet, I give that exclusive link out to that group. So just go there and text me, 503-212-6125. It's kind of cool. It's back and forth. This is my community text number. So tons of my community share, you know, insights about what they're learning from me or just want to chat back and forth. And I'm in there. My team's in there. We really just try to engage you on a different platform. It's super fun. And again, anytime I have something special going out, this is the first group to know about it. So just go text me at 503-212-6125.